The international system was always anarchic, but the current shift in the balance of global influence is making it more turbulent and uncertain. For good or for bad, the global geopolitical landscape is experiencing a shift, and the great responsibility of all stakeholders, including the state practitioners and policymakers, is to correctly read these changes and make sure that the choices they make enable the countries that they lead to stand on the right side of history. Uncertainty of the international system is aptly described in how Iran, despite engaging in the fifth round of nuclear talks with the U.S., is not buoyed by the idea of reconciliation but is more concerned and threatened by the growing possibility of an Israeli airstrike on its nuclear facilities. No central authority, not even the U.S., can probably guarantee that no such military action will take place, thus making the international system so anarchic. China and Russia lead the change the world is witnessing in the global balance of influence. That change is well demonstrated in the way both these great powers view the uncertain times that Iran is experiencing. The geopolitical positioning of Russia and China on Iran matters, and both the U.S. and Israel would do well to correctly read their position before the game-changing decision about Iran is finally taken, integrating Iran in the global economy or taking a military action against it. Russia is fighting a war in Ukraine, and ideally, it should be happy to see its main adversary preoccupied in the Middle East. This diversion of American attention suits Russia, and it is not merely the diversion of attention but also the diversion of American capabilities, as was evident in the aftermath of the October 7 attack by Hamas when the Biden administration provided additional batteries of Patriot missiles to Israel, which Kyiv desperately needed. Any war in the Middle East will drive up the prices of oil, and under Western sanctions, increased oil prices mean the generation of more revenue by the war-hit Russian economy. Russia's position on Syria is sensitive. During his visit to Saudi Arabia, President Trump announced the lifting of sanctions on Syria, a longtime Russian satellite state. It has been acting as the Russian platform for projecting Russian power in the eastern Mediterranean through the Russian air and naval bases there. The Syrian president has also stated that, given the right conditions, Syria may one day consider joining the Abraham Accords. So one can easily say that the balance of influence in this strategically important country in the Middle East is shifting from the Russian to the American side. This diminishing Russian influence in Syria also means bad news for Russia in other strategically important places. Russia's ability to export military influence and control to Libya and the Sahel, where it has an expanding presence, will also be affected.